Welcome to episode 267 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be concluding the series on what to look for in a church. It's going to be part 5. This is going to be the final part. I trust God for that. Okay, so for our anchor scripture, we're going to be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 to 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 to 23. And I'll read from the New Living Translation. It says, "Even though I am a free man with no master, I have become a slave to all people who to bring many to Christ. When I was with the Jews, I lived like a Jew to bring the Jews to Christ. When I was with those who follow the Jewish law, I too lived under that law. Even though I am not subject to the law, I did this so I could bring to Christ those who are under the law. When I am with the Gentiles who do not follow the Jewish law, I too live apart from that law, so I can bring them to Christ. But I do not ignore the law of God. I obey the law of Christ. When I am with those who are weak, I share their weakness, for I want to bring the weak to Christ. Yes, I try to find common ground with what? With everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news and share in its blessings." The thing is, if you read a certain portion of scripture, it says that all things, actually, I'm going to comment on that. Let me not get ahead of myself. So again, if you've been listening to this series, I've been presenting these ideas, these words of God as a series of dichotomies, these things from the word as a series of dichotomies. And the dichotomy we're going to share about today that can help you, guide you in finding the right church or things to look for in a church is glorifying self versus glorifying God. So here's the thing. Paul's goal was to witness to people, witness Christ to people. And there's wisdom that is very necessary in being a proper witness for Christ. You know, he tried to find common ground where necessary so he could reach out to the needs of those people. One thing people don't realize is that one of the things that heavily limits the ability of many to hear the word of God these days is the absence of common ground. And a big cause of this is a huge lack of modesty, huge lack of humility on the part of many people going out to evangelize. Let me tell you this, if a church does not promote modesty, does not promote humility, and instead focuses so heavily on self, that's a place you really should think twice about going to. You know, many churches and many church leaders these days, they focus on flaunting it. You know, if they can paint the town red, then it must certainly be a manifestation of God's faithfulness. In fact, many times they will call it a celebration, but sometimes you wonder, what kind of witness are they showing with these celebrations? See, brethren, there's nothing wrong with celebrating God's faithfulness. But whatever you do, including your celebrations, they need to bring glory to the name of Christ, not to yourself. Many of these celebrations, they'll masquerade them as things to celebrate God's faithfulness. But honestly, many situations is to show off that I have arrived. You know, I'm now a mega church. Look at how far I've come. And I think to buttress this point, let me use an example. You know, there's this very famous Nigerian church. You know, so many of you listening to this podcast, you know I'm Nigerian. So there's this church in Nigeria. I'm not going to mention any specific church name, but there's this very famous church in Nigeria that they just literally celebrated their 25th anniversary, probably a few weeks ago. And on the church's YouTube channel, they actually placed a video of the convoy, the entourage, you know, of the pastor of the church and the guest minister at the 25th anniversary celebration. Now, each of these people, they came in a Rolls Royce, and the entourage had one luxury car after the other, one luxury car after the other, one luxury car after the other. Like, literally, I'm telling you, if you know, for the younger generation, if you've heard of the word drip, those people came with a lot of drip, like serious drip. It's almost like these two ministers were a form of God that needed to be worshipped as much as possible. Now, ask yourself this question. For an unbeliever that sees something like this happening, what kind of witness for Christ are we bringing across? Are we witnessing Christ to this unbelief, to these unbelievers? Or are we just showing a lack of modesty on the part of the individual? And I want to break this down because I know some people may throw their hands in an uproar. But is it immoral to own a Rolls Royce? No. Is it against God's word to own a Rolls Royce? No. Are you breaking the law? Are you sinning by owning a Rolls Royce? No. But under the wrong context, could you be pushing people away from Christ? Absolutely. In fact, to buttress this point, I'm going to look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23. This is one of those things where I think I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23. I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. It says, all things are lawful, that is, morally legitimate, permissible, but not all things are beneficial or advantageous. All things are lawful, but not all things are constructive to character and edifying to spiritual life. So what these people were doing, like, kind of Rolls Royce, is it against the law of God? No. But under the wrong context, could he be pushing people away from Christ? Absolutely. I'm going to argue that absolutely yes. There's a lot of wisdom in this verse of scripture I just read. You know, sometimes you'll see polls online where people state, you know, how can you become wealthy and make a lot of money while doing the smallest amount of work possible? And you'll see many times the most upvoted response, I've seen this on Reddit before, is mega church pastor, right? Here's the thing. As a church, our goal is to testify of Jesus. Our goal is to witness for Christ. People will listen to a person that comes with humility. Did Jesus come to this earth being as flamboyant as possible? No. He was literally born in a manger. Sometimes it's very instructive to look at the lifestyles of the apostles in contrast to those of many of these modern day preachers, if you may. Right? Don't give people reasons to make mockery of Christ. But you see, it's almost like an arms race these days for men of God to be as flamboyant as possible. Oh, how many shoes are they going to wear? How many clothes are they going to wear? What designers are they going to wear? What this are they going to wear? What cars are they going to drive? Everybody is like an arms race for a private jet. Everybody is like an arms race for a mega home. You know? And, you know, the frustrating thing is that many of these men of God, they will say, oh, this is what being blessed looks like. Right? And you may be like, Divine, why do you have such a problem with what happened with that Nigerian church? I have such a problem because, one, a lot of these people's wealth is on the backs of people that are giving in a country that's very impoverished. In a country that is very impoverished. Again, there's nothing wrong with owning a Rolls Royce. But the thing is, what kind of witness are you giving? It may be permissible. It may be permissible. But it may be lawful. But again, is it expedient in that circumstance? Is that a good witness? Are you attracting people to yourself or are you attracting people to Christ in that circumstance? Right? Because the thing is, if you even look at the Bible in the book of Revelation, I believe chapter 3, if you start from verse 14, where the Bible talks about the church in Laodicea. This church in Laodicea was they had money. They had it all. They had it all. They had it all. They had it all. But Jesus Christ was not impressed with them at all. In fact, if you look at the letters to the seven churches in the book of Revelation, most of the churches, you know, there were two churches that Jesus had nothing, there was nothing wrong with them. Most of the other churches, they had some good, they had some bad. But the Laodicean church, there was nothing good that Jesus Christ found in that church. But they were the flamboyant church, if you read the context of that portion of scripture, right? So please, showing off was not the character of Jesus. Was not the character of Jesus. Because these people, they show people that, oh, you must have a Rolls Royce, you must have this, you must have that to be blessed, right? They are not focusing people on Christ. They are focusing people on themselves, right? They are just teaching people to practice idolatry, in a sense, right? So again, if a church is not a good witness, if a church is so prideful, so flamboyant in the way they portray things, that may be a place you want to think twice about. Because many times, God is not truly in those kinds of places. So as we wrap up this series and we wrap up this podcast, I will encourage you, if you have not surrendered your life to the Lord, I will encourage you to surrender your life to the Lord. And again, I'm not going to force you to give a commitment, oh, I must give my life to Christ right now. No, I'm not going to do that at all. But here's what I'm going to try to encourage you to do. I'll encourage you to listen to episode 254 254. It's the Salvation Podcast. In that podcast, I explain why you need a relationship with God. But in addition to that, I also give you an opportunity at the end, because I want you to make that decision with understanding. There's an opportunity given to you at the end to surrender your life to Christ. And then after you do that, listen to episodes 96 to 101. Episodes 96 to 101. It is titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow your walk with Christ. So thank you for listening to me today. And Lord, I pray that may you give us the grace to be good witnesses for you. Give us the grace not for our lives to focus people on Jesus Christ, not on ourselves. Let our light, let the light of Christ shine in us to all men around us. Let us be a beacon of light in a lost world. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. We commit this week into your hands. We pray that may you please help us. May you please strengthen us and give us the grace to continuously do your will. Be thou exalted, O God, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. So thank you for listening today. Until the next episode, God bless you. Shalom.